We are now pleased to be joined by Natalie Draper, the director of Northfield City Director of Library Services. Good morning, Natalie.
Good morning.
And Bill North of the Friends of the Northfield Public Library. Hi, Bill.
Hi, how are you, Rich?
I'm excellent. How are
Good.
You guys?
Good.
Oh, fabulous.
Good.
We're here.
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, not on a Friday.
7:20 on a That's Monday early. Morning.
I was going to say, normally you're here at 8:40.
I'm not a morning person.
Yeah. It's a heavy lift for anybody, so I appreciate you guys being here. You are here today because the library has an internship program that you started this past summer. Is that right?
That's correct, yeah.
And you're looking to keep it going.
We are looking to keep it going.
All right. Mm-hmm. So what's going on?
So every year in association with Give to the Max, we kick off our end of year annual fundraiser, fund drive, as many organizations do. And we love to have a project.
Yeah.
Last year it was completing the solar blinds in the atrium at the library. We did that, and thanks to Northfielders, we went even further and supported the library's kind of plans for upgrading the environmental areas outside. So that was
nice.
Really great.
Fantastic.
And the library had gotten going over the summer a really wonderful sounding internship program to bring people into the field of librarianship from the community. And so when we said hello, we're getting ready for our end of year fund drive. Do you have a project?
Yeah.
The answer was yes.
Oh, that's good. I can't imagine the answer would ever be no, but
right.
There's always something, right? But Natalie, tell us about the internship program.
We had a grant. We got fortunate to have a pretty substantial grant. There were federal funds that come through us through the State Library Services. Through the Department of Ed. And we were able to host 4 interns in partnership with the Northfield Community College Collaborative. Mm-hmm. So the whole internship, as we wrote the grant, was designed to work for their students' needs to hopefully encourage more people to pursue a career in libraries.
Cool.
So it was a chance for us to give 4 students. We also expanded it to include students who are in Torch at the high school.
Mm-hmm.
So we had a couple who were in Torch and a couple who were CCC students with us over the summer, and it was a fantastic internship program for wonderful people who we were really grateful to have them all summer, but it was really fun to see what kind of projects that they wanted to work on.
Yeah.
And what they were able to help with us. The summer's obviously a really, really busy time for the library. It's always busy at the library.
Yeah.
The summers are kind of the show.
Right.
And
so
that's in part due to the excellent programming
Absolutely.
Provided. Yes. So with the internship program, because there, some people might not realize there's a whole degree that you can go and get to be a library. It's library science, right?
It is a science.
Yes.
Thank you, Ryan.
Yeah.
Not
yeah.
a lot of people realize that.
That is.
I'm a scientist.
You are a scientist, Natalie.
Yes.
No question about that.
But yeah, it's a master's.
Okay.
Which I think for a lot of students can seem like a high bar to enter the profession.
Mm-hmm.
And there's sort of a perception about library work that it's sort of very bookish and cerebral. And, mm-hmm. and it's actually, yeah. I'll tell you, it's actually not.
I was just waiting for a
And so when we have an opportunity to partner with a, you know, a student body like they have at NCCC, who may not be exploring that career path unless it's presented to them.
Right.
It's a way for us to kind of make that seem more like, oh, this is somewhere I could see myself working.
Yeah.
And when people see themselves there, they see themselves working there, they also see themselves being like served well by that
mm-hmm.
library too.
Mm-hmm.
And so more of the community comes in.
Interns are great
yes,
too,
they
aren't
are.
They?
Fantastic.
They're so helpful and useful. What do the internships entail? Do, like you said, they get to choose what they want to work on a little bit, but
mm-hmm.
so is there structure to it? How is it structured, I guess?
There's some structure. I mean, we try to keep it structured, obviously. One thing we wanted to build in were a lot of learning opportunities for the students.
Yeah.
So we were able to actually partner with the Gould Library at Carleton to give them a little taste of an academic library. So they do like a one-day kind of deep dive into what the library, what it's like to be an academic librarian. Mm-hmm. And then for the rest of the summer, they're working with us on, they usually have one big project that they're kind of working on through the summer. And then they're working on other smaller things, helping with programs. Mm-hmm. A lot of it is programs. We do a lot of outreach. And so they kind of become our outreach assistants in the summer. So when we were out at all of these different summer events at our summer concerts, there was always one or two of our interns there working with Bookmobile or, you know, helping
summer reading.
Summer reading. Exactly.
Right. Because I'm sure a big part of your job is just being kind of the face of the library. You know, it's a lot of public relations and getting to network and connect with folks. And I'm sure that's a great experience for them because that's not always something that's as easily accessible.
For sure.
Yeah.
And there's a little bit of education there too and how to engage with other people. That's fantastic. How many interns do you want for this coming summer?
I think the goal is up to two.
Okay.
One thing I should mention about the internship, that we designed this with the Community College Collaborative students' needs in mind. One of those is that many of them take advantage of child care that is offered by the Community College Collaborative that might prevent them from being able to attend classes if they didn't have that provided.
Sure.
So during the summers, one of the challenges might be that students would have to then pay a good deal of money. It's shockingly expensive.
Right. It is.
It is. So when we wrote the grant, we wrote in enough so that we could cover the intern's summer child care expenses.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
So there's a sort of a stipend that we worked out that they kind of get reimbursed for child care expenses during the internship.
These are paid internships.
And they're paid internships as well.
Oh, awesome.
Even better. That's why there's money. That's why it costs money. So we had the grant, and it was really wonderful, and it was very successful, and we wanted to be able to continue that work.
Yeah.
And so that's where the friends come in.
Are the internships full-time, part-time?
They're part-time. They're 20 to 29 hours
a week. So pretty good amount of commitment, but it's not going to necessarily take over your whole week. Yeah.
So, Bill, how do the friends go about raising money?
So, in conversation with Natalie and her team, we figure out what does an internship look like in terms of the amount of support needed. And so we set our goals accordingly. Our goal this year is to raise $24,000. And we have been very fortunate in having some matching grants over the years for different projects. This year we have $11,000 in matching funds.
Okay.
So, you know, we're really hoping that people we're not a solely give to the max kind of initiative, so that's really our kickoff, but we go to the end of December, and so, you know, we have lots of match left to make. We had a very good Give MN, but we're in it for the long term, and and we're about 35%, so a third in with more than a month to go.
Wow, that's great. So, what a great kickoff. Yeah,
right. And it's great because really anything doubles.
It occurs to me we should probably clarify. Friends of the, tell us about the Friends of Northfield Public Library. You guys are not the library board.
We are not the library board. We do not direct the library. We go to the library for direction and to give support. Right. So our marching orders come from the library and the community's needs as they perceive them. And our job since 1982 is to really make our library a better place for all people who visit, and especially the community of Northfield. And we do that through a lot of our work is in fundraising, in raising awareness of library programs, ways in which the library can support community needs, activities, interests. We always feel like when we've done some of the big fundraisers, for example, the Library Improvement Project, it's been amazing to go around and understand how much the library, and in particular library staff, have touched lives, whether with young families or people who are older. you know, there isn't a program that hasn't been really important for someone that we were talking with. And so this really resonated with the idea of, you know, what makes libraries, what brings libraries to life, in addition to the people who use them. They're the people who kind of create library programming, who keep those resources accessible and mm-hmm. connect people who come in and say, I have this question, I have this interest. And it's the librarian who listens and says, I know what we can do. Yeah. And, you know, so this program, which alerts people to that role and, you know, how, as you say, people can perceive librarianship as somebody who works only with books and organizes them. And that's so much not what yes. a library yes. does, and that's so not much anymore. Not what yeah. a library is.
Especially mm-hmm. one that's a library that's been recognized as one of the best, yeah. best libraries in the country.
Yeah. Right?
Natalie, I know that you appreciate the Friends because I can't remember you talking with either Jeff or me where you didn't mention the Friends at least once. Just tell us what the Friends mean to the library.
Oh my gosh, I mean they're the difference between us. I would say they're the difference between us being able to innovate or not. I mean it they've given us the ability to respond directly to something that we see the community needs or could use, and we're able to do a lot more than waiting, you know, many years for some like feasibility studies in the city's budget to allow something innovative like the Oasis. We were there in a year between really starting fundraising and then actually getting in there. So, yeah. I mean, we have the best Friends. You know? But, I mean, they're, you know, and I said it when I spoke at the Friends annual meeting about that best small library is in large part, and a lot of the things that they mentioned in that write-up were things that the Friends have supported for us.
That's
so the difference between us being a perfectly okay library or one of the best libraries.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. There it is. There it is.
Which all just comes down to how well we're serving the community. Right. And it's just, that's for us, that everything comes down to service.
Yeah.
Yep.
So just being able to actually serve people extremely well here.
That's great.
Bill, two things. How do people get involved with the Friends of the Northfield Park Library? And B, how do they donate money for this campaign?
If you want to become involved with the Friends, you can just seek us out online, Northfield Public Library Friends.org. We have a very long, but it were easily found on a Google search. You can also ask at the library. They can always connect you with us. I would say that we have three ways you can donate. One, GiveMN. We have a GiveMN site, so just search Friends and Foundation Northfield Public Library. We also have a site that's our sort of normal donation site associated with our website. I'm not going to do the URL, but just, again, from that Northfield Public Library Friends.org, that'll get you there. And if, you know, you can just show up at the library desk and say, hi, I have a donation for the Friends, and we have a box at the public library, and your donation will make it to us that way.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
Good to know. I'll make sure to do a little post on our socials pages for
you.
So
much.
Yeah.
Oh, one more thing, Natalie. When would you start accepting applications for internship?
We are going to post it through the city's hiring page portal. It'll be probably the end of April.
Okay.
We'll start recruiting at the community college around then.
Cool.
What time frame for the summer do the internships go to?
We tie it to their course schedule, to their school year, and I cannot remember the exact dates, but it's roughly mid-May to mid-August.
Gotcha.
So it's a pretty good length internship.
Cool. Yeah. Mm-hmm. All right. Anything else we should know about internships or the Friends of the Northfield Public Library or fundraising in general or just, you know, the library?
Because believe it or not, we're actually running a little ahead of schedule. So if you have anything else you want to cover.
I don't want to take that for granted. But yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, I would just first thank the community of Northfield for their support of the public library. And I think their supports come in both supporting the library's improvement and maintenance over the years, but in particular, the staffing. Mm-hmm. And like there's a recognition that people matter and for good library services and for community support. And I think it's been great to have the Oasis as yes. another location in a different part of the city mm-hmm. where people can connect with the library really easily. And, you know, this is a neat opportunity. I think this is a new kind of thing, paid internships at the library. Mm-hmm. And so it would be great to kind of keep that momentum going. Everything we heard, all the pictures we saw, we met the interns, the Friends Board met the interns, fantastic people. And, you know, it's just so exciting to see people discovering what this role means and that it could be a whole career path.
Okay. Yeah. All right. One more question. Have either of you ever had mincemeat pie?
No. Okay. Should I?
We were talking about it earlier because Logan's family, they had mincemeat pie for Thanksgiving, and we had to Google what is mincemeat.
It's not actually meat.
It's not, though.
It can be.
Bill sounds like he knows
sort
what
of, it can be meat.
Okay. Yeah.
Or it can be raisins.
Yeah. So it kind of like looks like meat,
yeah.
I think.
Yeah.
Okay. But it's not actually.
All right. Mincemeat pie is. Way I've had it exactly one time, and I remember really liking it. I couldn't tell you what it tasted like, but it's much, much better than the title than what it's called.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anyway,
there's a conversation going on in the branding department of mincemeat. It's like,
yeah,
really,
yeah,
that's
right.
The best
is,
you could do.
Really, this is where really, we landed.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, all right.
Yeah, exactly.
We were pressed for time.
Yeah.
Well, happy Thanksgiving to both of you.
Happy
same
holiday.
To you.
And
yeah.
And thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us on.
Appreciate it.
Yeah.